I guarantee in the next 5 minutes, you are either going to love me or you're going to hate me. To give you a bit of backstory, where I work, I've been asked to look at mobile computing. That is, to look at the iPhone. There's a bunch of people there that think it's a toy, and there's a bunch of people there that think it's essentially the second coming in a, you know, a small form-factored phone. And so anyway, looking through the areas which mobile computing can apply to my company, I stumbled across, funnily enough, a bit of paper. It was an advertisement in the Herald Sun, and it showed a bunch of apps that can be used in business. Don't you just love it when work is done for you? Anyway, this was showing a bunch of apps that can be used in the business place, and it saved me a lot of time. And I wanted to share a couple of them with you. You know, pay it forward and all that hippie stuff. Anyway, so in the next 5 minutes, you're either going to hate me because you're going to go out and buy a bunch of apps, or you're going to love me because these things are going to change your life. Okay, the first one is, it's called Camcord. Now, have you ever been, you know, into a meeting and you get the, you know, the business card, and then you throw it on your desk when you get back to the desk, and for whatever reason you don't enter it, you lose the card, you lose the contact, etc. Or worse, you spend hours of your precious life draining away, entering in the damn little details into your address book. This program, you take a photo, it'll use OCR, or as you know, us smart people say, optical character recognition, and it will actually figure out, you know, the appropriate cells. Whatever logic it uses, I don't really know, but it works. And so, yeah, try it out yourself, Camcord. They have a free version. The paid version's $12, but the free version gets you about 3 to 4 scans a week. I know I'm going to want this, and so I know it's going to cost me $12, but it just means I never have to write a damn business card again, and that really is good news for me. Okay, the next one is more like one that's going to actually get you in favor with your boss. It's called Roambi, R-O-A-M-B-I. Go check it out, roambi.com. Basically, picture taking an Excel spreadsheet, uploading it to Roambi, and then it turns it into the funkiest graphs and information bars that you have ever seen. I couldn't actually imagine doing this if I sat down and hired a designer and they'd spent, you know, 10 years working on this. It's just funky, and it's all iPhone-ish. And all you do is upload an Excel spreadsheet, and off you go. They have a free version. Of course, they had a pro version, but the free version's pretty good, and it means that these guys can get their reports pushed to them and displayed in funky ways. So when it comes time to that meeting room poker game that people play, you know, I have a BlackBerry, I have a MacBook Pro, oh, I have an iPhone, they can pull this thing out and go, yes, but I get my reports sent to me, and look at the pretty colours. Okay, this one goes under the category of one of my partner's younger sister installed this on my iPhone, and I've only just found it when I went to write down the other names. It's called Angry Birds, and I played with it for a second, and it's actually not bad. Picture, it's a game, classic, you know, typical casual gaming scenario. You're sitting in a line, and you feel like, you know, getting some birds, putting them in a slingshot, and firing them against the wall so frogs can be hit. That's essentially the game. You'll like it. It's fairly charming, and the animation's great. But the big winner this week in the gaming area is The Simpsons, basically because it brings back the old-school beat-em-up a la Double Dragon style, which I think is pretty cool. And, of course, Plants vs. Zombies. That's right, Plants vs. Zombies. I would love to be the fly on the wall at the development house when they were brainstorming and someone wrote Plants on the wall and someone wrote Zombies on the other part of the whiteboard and someone drew a line between them and went, we need to have Plants fighting zombies. I'm not going to say any more. The animation's fantastic. Check it out. Plants vs. Zombies, $3 or $4, something like that. And yeah, but the big winner, Camcord, because no longer do I need to write down any business cards, I can scan the damn things, and it can just be entered into my address book, because I get so many of them day in and day out, and it drives me spare. Okay, thanks for listening, and yeah, I'll talk to you soon.